Yes.
Is this a joke?
No.
Grandfather.
Your mum's dad?
Yes.
Why did I come back? I should have stayed away.
He's my granddad.
But I thought...
What about granddad? I mean, the other one. The one you were married to.
Oh, Walter?
I think the less said about him...
Walter led me to the altar and made all my nightmares come true. Vile man.
Did he know that you and him...
Of course he knew. Walter knew everything. That's why he did what he did. To get me.
What did he do?
Ruin me, for starters. Burnt my surgery to the ground. I lost every penny I had. I lost everything. Drove me out of town, he did.
And then Walter claimed me. Said he was more than willing to keep my secret and his thugs away from Max, provided I marry him.
And you did!
It was 1958. I was 17 and pregnant from a good Baptist family. Of course I did. I had no other choice.
You should have eloped.
With what? To where?
I had no money.
But you loved each other.
Yes, we did.
Sometimes love isn't enough.
What an awful thought.
But a true one.
Mum always said it was. Enough.
I know. And so did your father. They were made for each other. They were lucky.
Now you can be lucky with Mr. Manners. Now that Walter's dead and buried...
Josephine!
Well, it's true. You can start again where you left off.
I'm an old woman. Too old for all that. Opening old wounds.
But love just can't stop.
No, but it can fade. Get dimmer every year that passes. Those days are gone.
Did Mum know who her real father was?
No, of course not.
Why didn't you tell her?
It was part of Walter's deal. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll freshen up.
The room is silent.
Still, we stare at him, drink him in.
Granddad?
I'll search.
For the familiar.
Mum's mouth, similar.
Someone should say something.
Wavy hair, like...
I hope I take after him. I don't want to be fat and bald.
I'm sorry for not telling you this, who I am, sooner.
You've been near us, so close, all our lives, and we've never seen you.
I have.
Why didn't you?
I'm a coward, and I got so used to staying away, out there, in my own private world. Besides, what would I say? What would I have said to your mother? How do you say such a thing? She was happy. What right did I have?
You heard Dad.
It's nice to hear those words, finally.
What were you waiting for?
For the right moment.
Later that night, Mrs. Elphinston, our closest neighbour, rings with more bad news.
Knock your doors, love. Don't answer them for nobody.
Why?
You haven't heard? Oh, pet. Turn on the telly.
We're standing by to cross back to our roving journalist, who is outside the Murrayview Aged Care Facility.
No.
Recapping tonight's extraordinary events, residents of the Murrayview Aged Care Facility in South Australia's Riverland have transformed into trees.
Dear Lord.
That's right, trees. Police have surrounded the building and Prime Minister Rudd has declared the outbreak a national emergency. It seems from the reports we've been receiving that the trees are violent and dangerous, and as we speak... this forest of pensioners is systematically destroying the care facility as described in this earlier interview with Nurse Selena Dawkins.
That's Tyson's mum.
Shh! I just started to give old Mr. Jago a Sega when I can't believe it. He asked for the bedpan, which is unusual. He's given to chronic constipation. But no sooner had I put him on it, he sprouted branches out of every orifice. And then they all started, every one of them, sprouting, moaning and groaning. It was awful. Please help us. Help us.
It's like a nightmare.
I've just been informed that several aged care facilities along the Murray River are now registering outbreaks of this astonishing phenomenon with reports of fatalities.
You were right.
What?
One of many. That's what you said.
Did I?
Authorities are urging all residents to stay in the safety of their own homes. I repeat.
What are we going to do?
Stay put. For the time being.
And then what?
I'm scared.
So am I. So am I.
Max? What's happening?
It's beginning.
What is?
The end.
The end?
Yes, more the beginning. Only time will tell. And luck. If we haven't run out of it, time will tell.